greeting listeners to the finale of the Sink and Swim art for our fictional heroism campaign. We have no promo this week, and we're just going to go right into the action. We're looking at next week, we should have, hopefully we should have Adventures with Attitude picking up, and we'll be sprinkling in, after we finish that arc, we'll be sprinkling in some one-shots that we recorded with a bunch of special guests on the Social Club, which if you want to join up, there's still a couple games that are open. You don't have to be a podcaster to join. You just can hop on in and sign up, as long as you have a mic or some kind of form of recording communication device, we should be able to get you in. And now, on to the show.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to air, Wesley turned and just giving the mouth wide open horror look at the ferryman as they go flying by.
The car's crashing into him.
Oh, even better.
Oh, wait, it's crashing into him?
So
I get it. You're careening down a hill. You launch yourself like the friggin' Duke boys from Hazard. And as you're coming down, the Draugr's coming up and going, "What?" Right before you ram into him and skid into the lake.
Yeah.
Okay, then I would say he's still looking for it. He still has the expression, but he's also flipping him off double guns.
Yeah, there's just a flip off just at the last minute. I just want to know what Peach's reaction to all of this is as she's riding in on a enchanted hell chariot.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering what Peach's reaction to flying hell chariot driven by pig mask man into the lake. What's exactly her expression? Because we got a lovely expression off of Wesley here.
Yeah, he's shocked and flipping the ferryman to bird.
Looks scared and a little angry, and she's probably never going to listen to you ever again about what she should do on a mission.
Yeah, I'm just imagining sort of this clinging to the fucking, digging nails into the upholstery, clinging for her life as she just looks on in horror.
Was he like, why did we get in the car? Why did we get in the car? We knew what this guy did.
With Wesley's luck, one of her hands is probably also gripping his leg.
Yeah, but if it is, he's taking a harm because adrenaline is currently tearing into his flesh.
Yeah, I'm gonna die this hard.
But yeah.
No, you're not.
So, yeah.
But if you do, you can come back as a monstrous.
So, as you crash into the lake, we cut to our other favorite duo. Dynamic duo, as the lights begin to flicker, and the candles become your only illumination.
Alice is looking out the window at this, and I have a feeling Peaches is not going to listen to me the next time we're together.
I think you'd be right about that.
Yep. Hell broke loose, is all the ringmaster says. As the flames begin to ebb and flow and
get thee back to the hellhole ye came from.
Yeah.
Be gone, Satan!
Yeah, so as that happens, you hear the splash. And then you hear many more splashes.
Okay.
There's branches breaking as thick, and the galloping of hooves. As something.
Don't look out the window. Do not look out the window. Moreover, don't ride the big friggin' horse.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's going to ride you.
Gross.
In the meantime, I have a new act to attend. He sort of says, pulling out a length of rope, setting it on fire, and making a lasso, stepping out. As into the many, into it, and you see a horde of angry, angry spirits before you. What do you all do?
Is there a kitchen?
Yep.
Alistair looks at Viv. Salt.
I will go and grab salt.
Yeah, it's a fairly easy find. You find the bag of salt and other such as...
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a ring around as much of the house as I can with salt.
Yeah, you get about half of it. As all of a sudden, you hear the water turn on the other side of the house.
Oh, sweet merciful God.
You're lined up for a boss battle. How do you feel?
Spiffy.
All right. So, which group would like to go first?
Honestly, I think the one that's most important to the story should go first.
All right. So, you crash into the lake.
Okay. I hope that's okay with you, Tiff.
Oh, that's fine.
The red and blue lights break onto the red side, coating the area in an eerie red hue. You hear the water groan and break on the reinforced chassis of the police car as it pushes up against it. The ferryman is thoroughly rendered in two as his upper half drifts to the surface. And you are...
Really shaking a fist.
Yeah. And you are sinking deeper, 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 deep into those inky black waters. Razorback shifts up front. You hear a of a shotgun as he gets ready to wage his own war of whatever breaks through next. He watches the lake as you watches things go by. Stone, rocks, granite, fossilized material. Layer after layer after layer of material until eventually you just drop out into open space.
Boy, when you said deep, you weren't kidding.
The water. The police car stops groaning. And you get the distinct impression that you have arrived in the abyss. You hear the doors unlock, and you assume you may safely exit the airplane. I mean, police cruiser. So, the vehicle appears to have stopped. I'm assuming you'll get out or not. You could always direct Razorback to drive around.
I thought. Didn't he have a shotgun, or am I mixing things up?
Yeah, he's got a shotgun in hand and has one hand on the wheel.
Okay. I mean, like, wherever we need to go is where he needs to take us.
So that's... You just tell him that? Wherever we need to go?
Yeah. Wherever we need to go to end this.
He just sort of, like, puts it in reverse, looks back, seems to back up a bit. He's somehow driving on what you can gather is absolute void. You gather that he just starts driving in circles. He doesn't appear to have any kind of yellow. You guys, but I'm going to let you guys make a sharp roll to try and notice something.
Okay. Actually, Peaches, what is your sharp? Because my sharp is a zero, so it may not be best if I do it.
Let me double check. Plus two, actually.
Yay.
Okay, yeah, Peaches, you'd probably be the best for this.
I rolled a 5, so 7 total.
So, yeah, that's enough. You sort of, after driving around for a while, you can hear whimpering. Soft, faintly. It barely makes it over the edge.
Peaches, it just hears, like, this, like, hint of whimpering, and very dramatically is like, and, like, grabs the back of the, like, seat in front of her, and is like, stop the car! And then when he does, she'll get out.
Yeah. And you now can hear that whimpering clearer. You can't get exactly where it is, but it is around here. Wesley?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of the car that way, too.
Yeah. Razorback just stops the car, and you watch as the lights grow dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and eventually fade. You are now alone in the dark.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Keep rolling. Make another sharp check.
That is a 9.
Close it. Peaches, you
actually,
are...
Actually, can I try to help out?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, nice. That's actually a 10. A 3 plus 6 plus 1.
Cool.
I feel like Wesley's just kind of like looking around, just kind of to help out, looking around, just kind of keeping an eye on her back so we're not being surprised. And then I noticed something and I pointed out.
Yeah, so as you sort of go, you sort of manage to play a bit of hot, cold, almost. You can almost hear, you can, between each other, you basically are like, it sounds like it's this way. Then, like, Peaches says, like, so you, Peaches says, it sounds like it's this way, and Wesley just says, it's a bit more this way, and it's sort of a, and it's a very, it's a back and forth periodically as you feel the cold, as you sort of feel the cold of the abit of this abyss creeping into your skin. But now you can hear more sounds. You hear the clattering of chains, the sound of water, a muffled sort of breathing, and eventually you see him in the dark. The chains seem to disappear into the blackened void. This timid and small form, wrapped and tied down like some kind of monster. What do you make of it? What shall our intrepid heroes do about this thing?
Wesley's gonna immediately start going at the chains. At this point, I feel like... Actually, wait, maybe I can actually do something on this. Oh yeah, I could big whammy. Why did I ask for the knife? I have big whammy.
Cool.
I mean, you could give me the knife.
I'll give you the knife.
Just in case.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Can I try to jinx the chains? As I'm trying to break them? Like, try to, like, do some Scarlet Witch style shit and, like, alter probability to,
Yeah, like, damage them through chance, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let it.
Alright, I'm rolling with the boss dice because this seems big.
Double ones.
How did you know?
That's a double one sounding whimper right there, man. You try and look, I got this. Point your finger. The chains suddenly start to tighten, and the boy lets out a scream that seems to shake the world around you.
Oh, God, no. No.
Peaches, what do you do as you feel this wave of fear and agitation hit you?
You literally brought Peaches. Peaches literally was supposed to be the one to deal with this part of it. Why did I think that was a good idea?
It wasn't a bad idea. It just didn't work. Peaches.
Okay. I want to try and... very, like, gently and carefully unwrap the chains while just whispering, like, reassuring things. Like, it's okay. We're here to help you.
Let's see. Goodbye. Then, yeah. So, roll manipulate something.
That is... six.
I'm gonna help out.
I was gonna say either that or I can just spend a luck and just make it a 12 plus, which I think I might just do.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna spend a luck.
I already fucked up enough.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, there is. Yeah. So the world suddenly starts to calm and steady as you undo the chain. You sort of. Who are you? He asks, sort of sheepishly.
We are here to save you. I'm Peaches. This is Wesley.
And that'll need. And Wesley, you want to help break his bonds with a weird roll?
Yeah, I'll try to break the bonds with a weird roll.
Yeah.
No boss dice for you today. No more. Okay, that is a... Okay, that's an 8.
But, alright. So, use magic, problematic side effects, glitches. So, the effect is weakened, the effect is short duration.
Oh, wait, I thought it works as a... big whammy works as a kick some math. It's just on a miss I get a magical backlash.
Ah, okay. Backlash. Oh, never mind. I'm doing it wrong then. Yeah, so you sort of break one of the chains, and the chain in its immense tension lashes back out at you, dealing a harm. Peaches, what do you say next? Like, this is going to be extended action.
I think she's just gonna try to keep saying like reassuring things.
I think there's going something of the sputterings and Matt sputtering and whimpering. You eventually get the question, am I a monster?
No, of course not.
Yeah, roll manipulate. I think that just that sounded a bit. Like doubtful. I don't know.
No, never.
It wasn't supposed to.
I don't. Sorry, my bad. Well, still, it's more just trying to get him to buy it because you know who knows how long he's been down here and who knows what he's been going through.
That's a 10.
So yeah. The chains sort of slacken a bit at this, and Wesley, you get another shot at it.
Okay, all right. I think I remember it. Oh, nice, it's an 11.
This time it breaks with ease. Nothing goes wrong at all. You don't even get hit. And finally, what trouble have I made?
Nothing that can't be fixed.
Roll charm. Plus one, because that was very good.
So that's 11 then.
Yep. And Wesley, the final real chain that's holding him down.
All right. Okay, that is a 9. No, 8. 8. Sorry, 2 plus 2 plus 4, 8.
Correct. The chain breaks. And the darkness dissipates. You feel the cold, the wetness wash over you as the boy reaches out and grabs onto each of you. And you can see light shining from above. And we now switch over to our boss fight. Because a little bit of combat never killed anyone.
Yeah. Funny times, funny times.
So, half the house feels like a raging inferno. The other half is dark, wet, and cold. And you two, have to go about stopping the wet, dark, and coldness from overtaking the other side of the house. You hear the banging on the windows and the sound of water dripping from the faucets.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check out this faucet, the dripping sound. I'm gonna hate myself for it, but I'm gonna do it.
So you step over the salt line?
Oh, if it's the salt line,
yeah.
No.
All right.
I'm not stupid. No, I thought the salt was for outside the house.
If you're stepping out of the house, there are a lot of things out there.
Okay, yeah, no, I think we would just set up the salt line in a room that's easily defendable, so pouring salt along the window cracks so nothing can crawl in, and any open doorway so nothing can get in through there.
Yeah. So,
and generally just where we can.
Yeah, so, okay, so you have...
If that's the case, then what can I see?
You see shadows pressing up against the salt line. You see figures and shapes moving about the house. You can feel them looking at you, looking for any sign of weakness.
I think Alistair will take Viv's hand and go, dearest, are you all right?
Alistair, roll act under pressure real quick.
Oh, goody. Okay. What is my act under pressure? That is... it is a 7.
You get there just in time. Worst outcome, you manage to grab onto a hand. Unfortunately, it is completely devoid of warmth and light. As you realize, you're not holding on to Tiff's hand, or Viv's hand. And as you turn, you see a woman dripping in wet and looking blue in the face, staring back at you with a pair of dead, soulless eyes.
I apologize for the words that I'm about to say to our female players and listeners, but Alistair's, without missing a beat, looks wet already, but I've only held your hand, dear.
Yeah, that's going to take 3 damage as she just starts strangling you.
Wow!
Yeah, so, Tiff, you just get there. You just hear Alistair say that, and just like, as you step in from the other, from another room, and just hear, and then there's just like, as you see a woman, as you see a familiar looking woman strangling him.
Viv joins in. No, I'll attack the monster.
Okay, good, thank you.
Well, kick some ass.
I feel like I am okay. I feel like I am allowed to deal that kind of damage to you for a line like that.
I saw an opportunity and I took it. I have no regrets.
You have all. I mean, if you lose the character, it's not my fault. All right. So, yeah, all right. Roll kick some ass, Tiff.
All right.
Oh, God. I feel like I should apologize, but that was just too good not to pass up.
It was very...
I'm sorry.
I got a 9.
9. So, what are you attacking with again?
I'm going to use my... Let's see. I think I might actually... Oh, no, I'm going to use my sword, because that's... I don't see her pulling off the back.
Cool. Take cool. So that deals how much?
2 harm, hand messy, and it's a silver sword.
Yeah.
Ooh, silver.
Yeah, so you strike at it with your silver blade, and it is forced to drop Alistair to the ground, dealing another point of harm, because I feel like it.
I'll remember that!
As she now returns her attention to you. Care to join us? As it smiles grimly.
Viv considers it for a few seconds.
No.
I'm gonna...
Okay. I rolled an 8 on use magic.
Okay, what are you doing?
Let's see, what is it called? Barring a spirit from a place?
Oh, so you're just banishing it from it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you roll that weird, and in its already weakened state, it withers into ashes. Not dead, but... Not here.
Oh, she has a bit of a grip on her.
Yeah. You are coughing up a decent amount of water right now. Rusalka tend to drown their victims.
Oh, that burns.
Next.
Well. Alistair looks up at Viv. You all right?
Did we kill it, or can I swing at it again? Because I want to swing at it again if I get the chance.
No, it appears...
It's a pile of ash right now.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So, yeah. You, of course, then hear the clopping of hooves. They appear to be above you.
Really?
Yep. You hear the roof beginning to strain and buckle.
Oh, now really? So how do you want to take care of Black Beauty, dearest?
I'm trying to think.
Don't touch it. That is to say, Kelpie, they have a sticky skin that if you touch it, you get adhered to.
Yeah.
You could rip yourself free, but then you'd be ripping your skin off. Or whatever clothed appendage got attached. And that is a lovely blouse, and I don't wish to see it damaged.
Could I use magic to try to bar the Kelpie from our little salt circle?
Sure. So,
I mean, no. She has experience with runes.
Why didn't I think of doing that in the first place? But no, salt was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, it's okay. So you're going to very quickly put out sort of a quick runic circle under it?
Protection rune.
Yeah.
Alistair's just going to continue to cough and rub at his neck. Oh,
I got a 9.
Yeah. What glitch do you want to take for that?
I almost want to just say that the effect is weakened.
Yeah, okay.
Or of a short duration, whichever.
You suddenly hear a pained whinny, and then the Kelpie crashes through the ceiling, and it lands on it, and it seems to have a large chunk of its back bitten out. And apparently it wasn't the real threat here. As you look at it, dying on the floor.
Yeah, Alistair's just gonna kind of look at that, look at Viv, So I don't know about you, but I do not want to find out what did that. Yeah?
That's fair. Can I put the Kelpie out of its misery, though?
It is. It's already appears to be fairly dead.
Okay, it's dead. Yeah, but still, I gotta be fine with like just stabbing my sword in it just to make sure that it's just dead. Just because.
Yeah, it sort of shuffles a bit.
Horses screaming in pain is not a sound I enjoy or want to imagine. So
yeah, it's
by all means, put it out of its misery.
Yeah, it's not a great sound. It's like, I know this because I'm about a horse farm.
Do you want me to roll kick some ass or just stab it? It's
pretty casual. So yeah, that hole's still there. I take it. It's like, do you want to try and defend that, or are you just going or retreat to let them have this room?
Can we retreat? Do you want to retreat, Tiff?
Yeah.
I mean, is there really a reason why we should be protecting this place this soon? Because,
I mean, the books come to mind, but, I mean, to be completely honest, probably not.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, yeah, this room is just a small cafe room, so it's, or,
yeah. I think we should grab Sleeping Beauty and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. So, as you leave, there's a meaty thud that lands in that room as you abandon it.
Nope. Not looking back.
Yeah. And then...
I know that. Alistair goes, I know that trope. No.
Yes. And as you flee, you hear whinnying and smell something absolutely foul start to come from that room.
Not looking back. Nope.
Black smog seems to leak out from under the doorway. So, I take it you're going to the garage?
Sure. Keeping in mind where exactly my truck is in the grand scheme of things in case we need to
escape. I'm going
to
say it probably got moved into the garage just in the sort of preparation, because you don't exactly want to leave things, nice things like that out for the various ghosties and ghoulies to get at.
Yeah. That is true. So, yeah, let's move towards the garage. Where's Grandpa? Because we have Grandson asleep.
You saw him step out into the night with a flaming rope. You gather that the screaming horse sound and the yah, yah, just repeatedly coming from outside is your good friend making work of something.
Right. Okay, so we're going to take Sleeping Beauty, get into the garage / into my truck, and what do you say?
Do you have any way to heal yourself at all, by the way?
Use magic.
Because I kind of think that
I know you can use magic to heal.
Kind of feel like you should probably maybe heal yourself, and I'll drive.
Yeah, that sounds like an idea. That was a 5. So, yay, potential.
You could use...
yay experience. No. Mm-mm. I've already used one.
Yeah, you start coughing up more water.
Okay. First aid kit? Because I think we covered that in my camping gear before.
Yes, you have that. Okay. So, yeah. The car... I'm going to need an act under pressure from Tiff to drive out of here.
Okay, I rolled an 7 plus 1, so an 8.
So yeah, 8. As you pull out, you see a massive humanoid face looking at you blankly from the sky. Its pale white fish-like body seems to tower over the house and acknowledge you passively. As you make your...
Nope.
Yeah.
I kind of look at that and go, mm-mm. Yeah. Drive, dearest, drive.
Yeah. As you go, you see a old man laying propped up against a tree, and your good friend, the ringmaster, currently having it out with one of the Kelpies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dare say Alistair would get Viv's attention and point to the old man. We need to get him.
Yeah. All right, so act under pressure on whoever wants to go get him.
I'm not hurt as badly, or I'm actually yes, I'm not but hurt you're at also all, so.
Yeah, but you're also driving.
Yeah, so sure. It's not the time to make a Chinese stoplight right now.
Yeah, fire drill. Fire drill.
Yeah, fire drill.
That said, you said act under pressure?
Yeah.
9.
You managed to grab him.
Come on, just Grandpa.
You managed to grab him just as that black smog seems to gather around your feet. You feel...
No.
Yeah, you can...
No.
Yeah, you can feel it creeping into... You can feel it creeping up your skin, starting to corrupt and affect you. And as you look back at the house, you see a long-armed horse amalgamation of what you assume is that ferryman you saw, and the kelpie that got thrown through the house, emerging together, appearing to have given themselves new life in a unholy union of a knuckle.
No. Yeah. I'd like to use magic to dispel the smog at my feet, if that's all right.
Give it a roll.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's good. Weird. Okay, so that is 8.
So, yeah. Okay.
Even if the effect is diminished, I just want it off me long enough to get the old man into the truck and get in the truck myself and go.
I'd say you could probably do that with a short duration. So now act under pressure on Viv's part to get the fuck out, to continue to get the fuck out of here after stopping.
Because
you can't exactly smash through wandering water spirits without being at a decent high tick.
I rolled a 10 plus 1. So in the 11.
You're just...
Yes!
There is a thud, 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 thud on either side as you just ram it, as you just are going over these things like they're a particularly rough road. You're managing to get a decent amount of distance between you and the Knucklebee, which probably is helped by the crazy... crazy looking ringmaster as he tries to single-handedly wrestle the remaining kelpie to the ground, which it's going about as well as you think it is. It's not. But yeah, he mostly has to go around that, which is not exactly a great scene anyway. So yeah, you're heading for the edge of the park.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to leave my, friends behind, but we're heading forward.
Or you could go for the lake if you want.
Yeah, I think that might be the best. It's like, we need to get our friends and get out of here.
Yeah, okay, so give it a try. So yeah, that'll be...
Well, she already rolled,
So yeah, that you've already got the act under pressure, so you're good. Yeah. And as you sort of are making your way there, you feel suddenly a woof as something breaks. And another breaking that seems to give way and things seem to lighten up. And then there is a final and third break as Sun manages to push through, burning and driving off whatever the remaining spirits. Those unfortunate enough to get caught in the light disappear. Those that remain manage to hide among the shadows and join and seem to fade into the light. Erased all the sin. And as you arrive, you get there just in time to see a head of black hair and the heads of your allies emerge from the water. Wet, cold, probably a bit miserable, but alone.
I think Alistair pokes his head out a window and goes, "Going our way?"
Having emerged at the surface of the lake with all your fingers and toes and a few extra from a black-haired young man. I imagine he's on Peach's back, but, up to you guys.
He's being princess carried by the princess.
If he wants. If that's how you guys want to do this.
Yeah, whichever. Honestly, it's a child, so.
He's small, easy enough to carry.
This is true.
Yeah, get that child a piggyback ride. Children love piggyback rides.
So, yeah. I assume there is some kind of celebratory something to happen after all that. Hooray, we did it, yeah.
Yeah. a very tired yay echoed across 5 times. 4.
Yeah.
And then we all go to Denny's.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
I think in typical Alistair fashion, they leave the Abbey people back in the Abbey and just get the hell out of there.
Yeah, that seems fair. You know, I have a black-haired young man who seems curious about this strange, about all the strange things around.
That sounds like a next time problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's where we'll end it here. We might do a closing session if you guys want, but hey, did you guys enjoy the Kelpie in the Abyss?
I did. I think it was fun. It was certainly a learning experience. Again, you know, we did have the episode to scrap, but I think, you know, we all kind of grew and learned from that. I certainly had a lot of fun playing Alistair again.
Peaches? Tiff? Wesley? Or Viv? I will never... God, it's like...
Maybe we should change our names for when we're actually recording.
Yeah.
I'm one and the same with my character.
The nicknames.
I had fun.
Where does the character begin?
You are the same. It's like, you are.
Yeah, like Lizard saying, I hope you two ladies once again enjoyed playing with us.
Yeah. Peaches got the moment. It's like, got her moment, which I hope was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I get Lizard's kind of worry, but then again, at the same time, you are doing this after a long ass shift at work, so I can understand
being a bit,
you being quiet and tired too.
No,
but I had fun like describing the dust glittering and all that stuff, just being a hero.
Oh, you could hear it in your voice. You definitely had, you enjoyed that.
Peaches really does. Peaches is the kind of character that just gets big moments of just triumph and glory, and it's always fun because you just because you're basking in it, and it's good.
Indeed. Yeah. Once again, I do apologize for Alistair's mouth, but I saw an opportunity. I could not pass it up. I knew I was going to get my ass kicked, and I hope I did not offend.
Yeah, Alistair is going to be sore for a good long while from that one, and...
I think Wesley would take in the kid if no one else volunteers, because he is kind of like...
Alistair won't.
I was like, I'm not taking a child. Sorry.
Yeah.
He just could, and just like...
Wesley.
I have a coffee shop to worry about.
All right, hold on.
Peaches is just like, I'm just going to adopt this kid and retire and be a stay-at-home mom. Bye, y'all.
You know, I honestly can't imagine Peaches actually doing that. Maybe not the retiring part, but definitely taking the kid in. But no, I mean, who here at this table could imagine Alistair adopting a kid and being a dad?
I mean, he has a sense of humor for it.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, he'd be the kind of same kind of dad as Plastic Man.
He'd be a weird father, but he would be a father.
He'd be the same kind of dad as Plastic Man.
Oh God, you're right.
He's a carnival father.
I mean, it's funny because like there's actually a Justice League issue where Batman told Plastic Man he is the only Justice League he saw that could actually be a decent father, including himself. And he's like, why?
Well, I mean, to be fair, it is Batman.
Because you make your child laugh.
To be honest, Batman's family has grown quite a lot. But yeah, I guess closing scene is that it's just everyone getting situated, basically. You know, I imagine Viv goes to her coffee shop, finds the chair stacked up in arches, like they should. It's like
they should be.
As they always should be.
Yes. If that poltergeist ever disappears, it's going to be a sad, sad day.
I'm going to be lonely.
I'd like to think that all 5 of us end up at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Because where else are we going to go after that?
I mean, it is cozy.
I'm replacing all of the sugar in Alistair's drink with salt for the comment. Was punishment.
Yeah, you were just not. Yeah, you were just getting salt. Yeah, you have some very salty tea, and the look that Viv is giving you is telling you that you are going to drink it.
It's like, my dear,
you don't get seconds.
The salt you have. And he drinks the tea.
As he should.
Good math. Oh god, that was awful.
That's Viv putting the salt in his drink. Right there in that little gift.
Yeah, she's not even hiding it. She's like, she has like the salt shaker just like, it's just what's up? You are very, it's like, I think the kid's just like looking at all of you with just a very perplexed look.
Welcome to the 21st century, my boy.
I'm gonna get the kid a hot, like a little hot chocolate. Huh?
Yay, he is.
I'm gonna get the kid, a kid would get like a really nice, glorious cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah, with marshmallows in it. With marshmallows and like whipped cream.
Which would be a treat, considering how rare chocolate was back then.
Yeah, no, he's just like, I think he's like, there's this like, are you really sure you want to give me this? And it's just that he just sort of like drinks it, but then he just like, you know, drinks it and seems to covet the cup. just some cute shit like that.
I have one customer.
Enjoy it, lad. Enjoy it. She makes the best cocoa around.
It's like peaches, and I imagine peaches and Wesley are. It's like, I don't know, what are you two going to do? Vaguely bond?
Peaches is gonna adopt the kid.
Oh, legit?
Yeah.
Alright. Sorry, I thought I misheard that. Yeah, so you're just like, yeah, so you just have the kid situated in your lap is kind of just, I'm imagining this. Just...
If he's comfortable with that, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, no, you're like warm and not... You are warm, and this place is not dark. This kid will be happy, like, you know, in a cardboard box in the street, to be perfectly honest.
Like, I mean, literally, anything would be an upgrade, and right now he's living high off the hog.
Yeah, he is, honest. Yeah, like,
He went from literal hell to probably two steps from heaven.
Yeah. Especially in comparison to, you know, the time period he's from. And
with Peaches as a mom?
I think he's pretty sure that he somehow made it to heaven at this point. He is absolutely sure that he is 100% dead. Yeah, because nothing could be this good. And I imagine, so that leaves Wesley to deal with his own demons, I suppose.
Could be worse. Could be like Alistair. He's pretty sure that Rizalka's gonna come for him again sometime later.
It's going to... This thing is showing up in your fucking mirror, man. This thing is going... Yeah, that Rizalka is never going away.
I think Wesley... do we get a name for the kid? Sorry,
No, we actually never got a name for him. It was just the warlock and the child.
I think it'll come to... He tells you that his name is Sable. It's like... He doesn't seem to care to give you a last name.
I think he says, well, Sable, from now on you can tell people you're Sable Booker.
Or Sable Amandine.
Okay, So Wesley and Peaches both appear to be vying to adopt child.
They're mom and dad, which makes...
We'll co-parent.
Yeah. They're mom and dad. Alistair's the crazy uncle, the crazy cool uncle, and Viv...
I'm the cool aunt. I'm badass.
Yeah. You're the wine aunt.
Wine aunt? Well, no, I think she's more the book aunt, really.
Yeah, that's fair.
She likes books.
And Viv is pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, she really is.
She's pretty kick-ass.
She's like that... I think he's just like the witchy book aunt is really what I'm getting here.
Oh yeah, totally.
He goes, Sable, this may be a stupid question, but have you ever had a triple cheeseburger with bacon, onions, and mushrooms?
I have no idea what half of those words are.
Well, then you're in for a treat.
My dear boy, you are in for a treat. I think that's a good end to the episode.
Yeah.
I can just see the camera pulling out of the coffee shop as the credits start to play with the end music, which of course will take a sinister turn as the last scene of the show is of the Valister's dear old friend, the Ringmaster, watching them and waiting for the next time he has to call on them.
I think he's, yes, just on the back of the Selkie. Or not Selkie, Kelpie. He's just like, till next we meet in nightmares and fear. Gah! He just fucking rides off into the storm-clouded covered distance.
The sunset and Iris.
Yes.
Dungeons & Pop is a tabletop variety show. The campaign you are listening to is a ongoing one-shot reoccurring characters campaign using the Monster of the Week system.